This is the local music revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Local Music Revolution. I am your host, Ogre. How are you doing? On today's episode, we have this really, really, really cool metal band called Enslaved by Fear. Enslaved by Fear is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. They just got to play Rocklahoma, which was pretty damn cool. We get to talk about that and their history with Rocklahoma. Also, we get to talk about a whole bunch more. So, just in a couple minutes, guys. Until then, there's a lot of things that we need to go through, so let's do this. Firstly, social media. Let me know that you're out there, man. I've been getting really good numbers. Like, I've been hitting, you know, a lot of likes on social media, a lot of interaction, which is pretty cool, but I always want more. Because, well, you guys are super awesome, and I really enjoy being part of this. So let me know what you think of the podcast. Go to facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. Go to Twitter at TLMR Podcast, Instagram at The Local Music Revolution, or you can always go to Tumblr, the bastard child that we all have, tumblr.com/The Local Music Revolution. Or you can always go to thelocalmusicrevolution.wordpress.com. For the time being, you can get all of the information that you want about this podcast there, which is super awesome. And that is meant to be ominous because things are going to be changing, people. Change is good. I really like change. Every once in a while, I try to completely change everything I can. Last time I did a really, really massive change to the podcast was actually last year on 4th of July. Sadly, it's been a year since there has been a major change, and that will change very soon. Until then, there's not much that I can say about that, but hey, you know what? We're getting closer, and that's all that really matters. It's always moving forward. If you're wanting to check out the podcast on different locations, there are a bunch of ways you can do this. So you can go to iTunes and search The Local Music Revolution. You can always find us on iTunes. We've been there since day one, and we'll continue to be there until they kick us off. You can also go over to Stitcher, the Android app for listening to podcasts, and you can actually go and listen to The Local Music Revolution there too. But my most proud moment was being part of longbox.fm. So you can actually go to longbox.fm. You can listen to Dirty Dowdy. You can listen to the Firefly podcast. You can listen to That Movie podcast. Like, there's an entire network of podcasts that are all different subject matter and all amazing. And you can listen to them and The Local Music Revolution at longbox.fm. While you're there, make sure you tell Dirty Dowdy that you're here or there for The Local Music Revolution. And if you found another podcast you like, let him know, because he's doing his job, and then that shows him that I'm doing my job, which that makes everybody happy, and you're helping everybody out. So yeah, do that. Now, while we're on the topic of telling Longbox.fm how amazing they are and all those podcasts, I want to get on the subject of Stringjoy. Now, you've heard this for over a year now. Every episode, sometimes twice an episode, I talk about Stringjoy. The reason is Stringjoy was my first sponsor. Scott and company believed in me and the podcast idea before anybody else did, and I truly thank him for that. And for that, that is why I do this. So go to stringjoy.com. They deal in specialty strings. They do have just the sets you can buy without really any customization, or they can customize the sets of strings for you to your liking. So go again to stringjoy.com. Check it out. Check out, they have guitar, acoustic, and bass strings. And what you can do is you can work with them to find the strings that will fit your needs. And while you're there and you've got all your strings, go to the checkout and you can enter the promo code LOCAL. That's LOCAL. And you will get a discount for being an amazing listener of the Local Music Revolution. Now, with no more anything to tell you about, here is Enslaved by Fear. All right, I'm here with Brax E. Goth from the band Enslaved by Fear. How are you doing, man?
Not too bad, brother.
That is great to hear, man. So you are in Oklahoma, correct?
That is correct. We're out of Tulsa.
How is the weather over there? Like, California is trying to kill me with all this heat, but how is it over in Oklahoma?
Yeah, it's pretty toasty out here right now. I don't have to do anything to work up a sweat.
It's so terrible, yeah. Man. It's
yeah, I do the beer curls on my front porch, and that's a good workout. Gets you pretty sweaty.
I got you, man. good luck with that tonight, man. Just have one for me.
All right.
All right, so let's talk about your band, Enslaved by Fear. So you're the only one on the line right now. So who are we missing, and what do they do in the band?
Okay, well, there's Ben Thrash. He is the drums and big brother, as it were. He's the oldest member, he's the biggest member, and he's like the scariest. So if anybody gets into a pinch and he's got you feel comfortable having him at your back. Next up would be TJ Thrash. That would be the middle brother. It was kind of a literal statement on big brother. TJ is the middle child. They're biologically related.
Nice.
And then Tristan, the architect Thrash, he writes and most of the music. And he's the youngest of the three brothers.
Wow.
He's our lead guitar player.
Nice.
Then, of course, there's me on the vocals, and I'm the brother-in-law.
Nice, man. So, give me a little bit of backstory. How did you guys get together, and what has brought you here to 2016?
Well, this band in particular started with the two younger brothers when they were way young, middle school. They started learning their trades and goofing off. And Ben and I had been friends for years, so I remember watching them play. And he and I got them their first gig at a Halloween festival that our two other bands we were in at the time were playing. And so they opened up for us with no vocals. It was pretty cool. I mean, kids were like 12, 10, 13, you know, and they were rocking Bullet for My Valentine covers pretty solid with no vocalist. And stuff happened. I went back. I'm from Oregon originally, so I moved back to Oregon for a couple of years, did vocals and bass for a grindcore band out there. And Ben went on to some other bands. I moved back, and the little brothers were old enough to start doing stuff. And Ben and our rhythm guitar player, who's no longer in the band, asked me to come try vocals. They liked what I could do, and we just started getting stuff together.
Wow. So
3 months after we got together, we recorded our first EP.
So about how long ago was this all happening?
I mean, since I moved back to Oklahoma and they asked me to try out, that was 3 years ago.
Three years.
The band's, this unit, even though the band prior to Ben and I being in the band didn't do anything, we kind of consider this the original lineup because of that. So I'd say it's about 3 years with this unit, all original members.
Nice, man. All right, so also, I saw on your Facebook, I want to mention this and talk a little bit about this. You guys played Rocklahoma 2016?
And 2014 as well, yeah.
Really? So how did that work out for you guys? Was that a great experience? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, man, it was awesome. Like, jumping back to 2014, we were 1 year old as a band. So that was our 1 year anniversary we celebrated at Rocklahoma. We won a Battle of the Bands to play at noon on Friday, the very first official day of the festival. And there was a few hundred people out there. It wasn't too bad of a crowd for one of the side stages. Mind you, there's about 30,000-40,000 people in attendance. And then we played a campground stage last year. And then this year we got asked to come back and headline Saturday night on the Axis stage and played in front of a couple thousand people.
Wow.
So that was nice. The maximum attendance, I think, was 70,000 people this year through Rocklahoma.
Nice. Congratulations, man. That's amazing.
And it's awesome. You know, Sunshine Seawright is the head honcho of Axis Entertainment and runs the Axis stage at Rocklahoma, and she's an awesome person. Totally hooked us up, treated us right.
Nice.
And dude, it was a blast. Her staff, we work on and off with each other throughout the years on other shows, and I mean, we never get treated wrong by them, so it's always a blast to hang out and play for them.
Nice, man. That's an amazing story. So you guys, the first time around, it was just winning a Battle of the Bands, and you were able to play at noon. How long was the set for that show?
It was 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, she gives all the bands on her stage a decent set time, so you're not showing up and playing for 20 minutes, and getting most of your workout in setting up and tearing down. Spend 30 minutes setting up, pre-staging, 15 minutes to get on stage, play 20 minutes, 15 minutes to get off stage, 30 minutes to load up your van, you know, all that extra work. She likes to make sure that every one of her bands gets a decent set time. So it doesn't matter if you're the opener or you're the headliner, everybody gets a 40-minute set. Of course, headliner gets the option to do an encore if the crowd wants it.
And that brings me to my next question. Was there an encore for 2016?
Yeah, definitely. man, we played a late set because when you're headlining the Axis stage, the Axis Entertainment stage has bands prior to the main grounds opening playing, and then after the headlining band on the main stage ends, they kick back off with another three bands to kill the night. Well, the Scorpions played Saturday night, headlining the main stage, and we had some rain delays. So that, on top of their really long set that Scorpions played, which was awesome, by the way. so we ended up going on about an hour past the time we were supposed to. And everybody that stayed up for the set was just awesome. We had a good pit out there. Everybody was screaming. We had a bunch of repeat fans out in the crowd singing along with us. So we gave them a two-song encore.
Nice, man. Congratulations on that. That is amazing.
Thank you.
So can you tell me about the song Wings of Icarus?
Wings of Icarus, man. It's using the story of Icarus as a metaphor for love. It's a love song, basically.
Nice.
Talking about how, you know, being in love with the right person can set you free, but if you let yourself go too far, you know, like Icarus discovered, you get too close to the sun, his wings melted and he fell to his death.
Yeah, that is a terrible way to end. All right, so right now we are going to play the song right. That was Wings of Icarus. All right, so Brax, we were talking about you playing Rocklahoma, which is super killer, man. Super awesome. But during the break, you were actually telling me about a tour that you guys are going to be on. So can you tell me about the tour and how long it's going to be and where you guys are going?
Yeah, we head out this Wednesday, the July 13th, for just a short week and a half run of dates. We're calling this one the Hot as Hell Tour because July has been hot as hell. And our van doesn't have AC in it yet. The AC unit in the van itself, we believe, is fried, and we don't want to waste the $50 to charge it to find out, because you have to buy Freon in order to charge it to test it to see if it's going to work. We don't want to waste the $50 if it's fried. So we just went ahead and bought a 2,000-watt power inverter. We're hooking that up into the van, and we're pulling out the back window, one of the back windows of the van, and installing a house window unit.
Oh, that's a great DIY, man. That's super awesome.
Right? So this little 5,000-watt BDU unit is meant for cooling 150 square feet. Well, it's only going to be cooling about, like, 20, 30 square feet of van. So we should be nice and chill.
That's going to be amazing. It's going to be like 60 degrees in your van and like 200 outside. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Well, and the best part, too, is with your van, you know, its built-in AC unit has the compressor or condenser hooked up to a belt that adds more stress to your motor. When you're doing it this way, your alternator is already running, so you're not putting any more stress on your van. And geezers like this old bird like to overheat when you put extra stress on them. So this will prevent us from having to pull over and let it relax for a while and not overheat on us.
Nice, man. I love the ingenuity, man. You're my new hero today. That's amazing.
Actually, we got that one from our buddies in Derailed out of St. Louis.
Oh, really?
They did the same thing to their van. I'm like, that's genius.
Nice. All right, man. So where is the tour going to be? Where are the stops you're hitting?
Oh, shoot, I can't remember all the stops off the top of my head, but we are kicking off Wednesday, the 13th of July, in Joplin, Missouri, at the Blackthorn Pub and Pizza Joint, I guess. So I think we actually get free pizza with that show. I'm not 100% positive, but I hope so.
Nice. Always a good good deal.
Then we got Crane Technique, and I think it's pronounced Sardis, opening up for us on that one. And Sardis did the hookup on that, so a big shout out to them for pulling through. Other dates on the tour, we're heading out to WQI, Iowa, playing with Sludge Burner. We're doing Top Fuel Saloon in Illinois, and that's going to be in Slay by Fear's first ever acoustic gig. Got about 30 minutes worth of music, 4 covers, 4 originals, and it's going to be videoed, I guess, to be posted on the internet, and then we'll do Q&A with the fans in attendance, I guess.
Wow.
In between songs.
That is intense, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So since it's acoustic, we're going to, like, we started learning this over the past couple of weeks, so it's kind of thrown together real quick. And we're just going to practice at every truck stop on the way there and see if we can make some money. Figure if we make $50 a truck stop, we're good.
Dude, busking at truck stops, that is awesome. Oh, man. So have you guys plotted out the truck stops as well to try to figure out what's the best route to take and everything like that?
I mean, as far as stopping at truck stops, it's just at random. Like, if we pull over and we've got time to kill, or if we need showers, we'll shower at the truck stop that we come to. The only thing we really plot is venue to venue. We don't do much sightseeing. Most of our driving needs to be done at night because we do have that older van and we're carrying a trailer with thousands of pounds of gear. It tends to overheat, especially in this weather. We got to keep it around 65, so nighttime driving is better for us. Nice. Just get straight there and then take care of everything.
Nice, man. All right, so with that tour and everything, you said it's a week and a half, so how many dates are you playing? Are you playing every single one, or do you have days off?
No, I think we got about 3 days off on the whole tour.
Three days in a week and a half. Good for you, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get all the Tuesdays and whatnot.
Yeah, that's no joke, man. It's pretty bad here in California trying to get people to show up on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right, man. So so let's talk about the band, the band's dynamics. I really like that. So how do you guys sit down and write your music?
Well, it's kind of a dictatorship when it comes to that. There's no, I mean, everything about this band is majority vote, except for the writing. there's a reason we call Tristan the architect. He writes all the guitar riffs, all the bass riffs, all the drum riffs. He tracks them in, scratch track, because he's got recording gear at his house, and then emails them to me. I sit down for a couple of days and I'll hash out and write lyrics. One song on the full-length album titled American Death Grip, Fall Apart, he actually wrote the lyrics to. He's got one song on this next album that we're working on that he wrote the lyrics to. Other than that, I try to get him to, because he has so much control over everything else, and I'm the one portraying these meanings in the songs, I need to believe them and understand them, so I try to get him to not write lyrics. But after that, after I get the lyrics down and we've got that concept and we start learning it as a unit, you know, different changes are made. If the drummer has something that he wants to do instead of a riff that Tristan put there, you know, that's where their creative input comes in. So it's not an entire dictatorship, but he can be pretty stubborn sometimes.
We all are, man. When it comes to our music, we all are. And anybody that says any different is a liar, actually. That's legit, man. All right, so the writing is done by the architect. So the recording and everything like that, do you guys do it yourself or do you go into a studio?
We go into a studio. We've got two CDs out. The first EP that we released is called the NVEP. We recorded that at Session Works Studio in Dallas in a weekend. It was a really quick run through to just try and get something out so we had something to sell at shows and something to toss around at networking meetings so people knew what we were doing, got a basic idea. It's pretty rough, but it's not too horrible. The album we released last September on 9/11, not by coincidence, we're a massive Support Your Troops type band, and American Death Grip, the title track, is in homage of them who fought to defend the atrocities of 9/11. So we released 9/11, and that was recorded at a studio here just north of Tulsa in Bartlesville. There's no actual name. It's just Chris Coffin's studio. He does it for some bands that he likes. If he doesn't like it, he doesn't do it.
Nice.
It's just awesome guy. He's been a longtime friend. He's done work with projects I've been in the past. And so going into the studio with him was just really comfortable. It was more like we were recording with a band member instead of a producer telling us how to do things, to the way that he put it across to us. Even though he was telling us, this is how I'm going to do it, he made it seem like we had a choice. And we just agree with him.
Awesome, dude. So can you tell me about the song Fall Apart?
Fall Apart. Like I said a minute ago, that is the song that Tristan wrote the lyrics to. Mm-hmm. And that is the failed relationship in music, I guess. That's the exact opposite of what a love song should be, is the toxic relationship that bleeds the art out of the musician is what I get out of it, is that you want that person, but you know that the best thing for the both of you, no matter how hard it is you need to be away from them, and you to just detach yourself from that toxic relationship, whether it's, you know, a girlfriend or a boyfriend or you know, a longtime friend that's just negative, or, you know, we've all got those people that drag us down in life, and we need to cut those ties and get away from that. Too much negativity in this world already. We need to breed positivity.
I was just having the same conversation with the customer at my real person job. I legitimately believe that, man. Wow. That's awesome. All right, so right now we're going to play Fall Apart.
Thank you.
All right, that was Fall Apart. So, Brax, we were talking about the writing and recording in the last segment, but I want to know, like, I want to talk about your writing habits with the lyrics. So can you go into how you come up with the concepts, if you do editing and stuff like that, or when you feel that the lyrics are done?
Well, like I said earlier, Tristan writes everything and then emails them to me, and sometimes, you know, he wrote the lyrics for Fall Apart, the song you just played. Most of the time, he's got a concept, or at least a song name of some sorts. None of it's really set in stone when he gets it to me. You know, if he's got a concept that he's in love with, as long as I stick to the concept, I generally, if I don't like the name, he'll let me change the name if I keep the concept. I mean, as far as inspiration goes, fuck the thesaurus, man. If he just gives me a song title, I'll type in the song title into Google and I'll look around if I don't have something that pops into my head immediately. And I'll just, I don't know, scroll through the internet, think about stuff that's meaningful to me. Anything that I've been thinking about recently that might be interesting enough for a song idea. One thing that we are going to continue with every CD that we release is we will have a tribute to the troops. You know, because, you know, you can say what you want about our government and whatever the hell, I don't give a shit. Fuck Hillary, fuck Trump, fuck Obama, fuck Bush, that's cool, but you can't fuck our troops. They're our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, our grandparents, you know. These are the people that we love, and us specifically have a lot of family members close to us that have served. I've had multiple uncles that I'm really close with in the Navy and Army. My fiance was National Guard, and himself was National Guard. So, I mean, we get it. Your politics aside, believe whatever you want. I don't care, as long as a person votes. I really don't care who you believe in. But hey, we love our troops. So going forward, and like we have done on the past two CDs we've released, you know, and what we trust on the NVEP and the title track, American Death Grip, are both tributes to the troops. Man, we got songs about the most beautiful thing off of our album American Death Grip is the long version, I guess, is a search for exactly that, the most beautiful thing, which for us is that the crowd, man, when we're on stage and we've got people rocking out with us and seeing those faces happy, headbanging, singing the lyrics along with us, that's the most beautiful thing for us. But the what started me writing about the most beautiful thing was the movie A Knight's Tale with Keith Ledger. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that movie is awesome.
Right. Our drummer even named his pit bull Chaucer after Geoffrey Chaucer, the nice poet from A Knight's Tale.
That is awesome, dude. I love that movie. Sorry. Explain. Please continue. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I mean, didn't really interrupt. I mean, a lot of our stuff, positive vibes. You know, we've all got negativity in our life, like I was talking about earlier. You know, I was hooking up this power inverter earlier, and I got everything working. It's working great for 10 minutes, and now I can't figure out why it's not working. You know, that's a small negativity in the life in comparison to the world's downers. You know, Overnight off of American Death Grip is a song about how nothing good happens overnight. You've got to work for it. If you want something, you can't just sit on your butt and wait for it to come to you. Work hard, dedicate yourself to it if it means that much to you. Like, again, music for us, you know.
Yeah.
We're still small time, but we're not giving up anytime soon. We understand we've got to pay our dues. We got to work hard. We've got to get our music out there. So, you know, in a sense, overnight is a constant reminder to me when I get so burnt out and, you know, my fiance and kids, I've got to deal with them on one hand, and then I've got to do a bunch of band stuff on the other hand, and I got to work a normal job when I'm not on tour. You know, that song is a constant reminder to me to remember to keep my own head up and keep moving forward, that, you know, it's all worth it in the end.
Man, that's it really is. I thank you for that, because I just worked a brutal week, and, you know, I'm feeling that burnt out, you know, stuff. Got off work, had to do some business calls for the podcast, and then I called you. You know, I'm running on fumes here, and hearing you talk about that, you know, inspires me, man. I really appreciate that.
Hey, man, thank you.
It's amazing.
You know, when a song actually hits someone's ears and it helps them, or as you said, inspires you, I mean, that's just awesome to hear. So, if you haven't heard that song, you should check it out.
Oh, believe me, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen hardcore, man. So. One last time, you have stated the title track multiple times. I want to know, is there anything we're missing about your song, American Death Grip?
I mean, it's definitely Enslaved by Fear's heaviest, man. It's got some gnarly chunks in it. It's got some bouncy, groovy riffs. It's got some beautiful melodies in there with some sing-songy stuff. We actually... have our buddies in Silence the Messenger, they're signed to Standby Records. Their vocalist, Steve Tenen, did guest vocals on the track with us. So that was really, really cool to have him put his voice stamp on our title track.
Nice, man.
And if you haven't checked them out, do it, man. They're all a bunch of great guys. Paolo.
Yeah, Paul is a guitar player. He's also in Within the Ruins. He's their new bass player.
Nice.
So he tends to help me out. I'll message him every now and again with some questions. Or I've been down and out trying to wonder if I'm spinning a hamster wheel or something, doing something pointless, and he may not always have the answer, but something. He'll say, well, you know, get me through it or whatever. They're just cool guys. Like I said, man, if you guys, any of you haven't heard Silence the Messenger, check them out. If you haven't heard Within the Ruins, man, you're living under a friggin' rock, because they're awesome.
All right, man. So right now we're going to play your last song, American Death Grip. All right, man?
All right. We'll be right back.
All right, that was American Death Grip. So, Brax, we're wrapping up here. So, before we get any further, we know where you're going on tour, but is there anything else that Enslaved by Fear is going to be doing in the near future?
Right now, the next focus after the tour season's over is getting new music started. We're hoping to hit the studio, at least getting the music, the instruments done sometime this winter. We won't release it until sometime late 2017, and probably in the fall sometime if everything goes according to plan. But we want to set the groundwork and make that as easy as possible on our producer, so there's no time crunch. Anything Voodoo Queen management has in store for us, we're jumping on. We just signed with them last month. The deal became official. We've been working with Yvonne and her team on and off since November last year. She really saved our ass on a tour that we were on, and that's kind of where the relationship started. We liked what she was doing, she liked what we were doing, and so it finally came together last month, and that's kind of what this tour's for. It was she set it all up, so it would be our kickoff to the Voodoo Queen family.
Nice, man. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Nice. All right, man. So where can people get a hold of you, and where can people find your music?
You can find the music anywhere, man. Except for Pandora and TouchTunes. I suck when it comes to computer stuff, and I haven't figured that out yet. But other than that, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can purchase, pretty much, that you can think of. I'm sure there's a few random sites here and there you can't find us on, but it's out there. We've got a music video for our song Here I Lay off the album American Death Grip up on YouTube. You can also stream all the music on YouTube.
Nice.
So, if you want to check the band out, right now, Facebook.com/EnslavedByFear. Facebook's still our number one outlet. We have a website in the works. But I'm not a web designer, so it's inching there. We've got a friend that's helping us get things figured out, so that should be up soon.
Nice, man. Nice. All right. It was wonderful talking to you, man. Thank you very, very, very much for being on the show, and thank you very much for being so patient.
Hey, man. No problem. Shit happens, man. Thanks for having us.
All right, man. Hey, stay on the line so I can talk to you personally, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. Have a good night. We're wrapping up the show here. And then, yeah, stay on the line. And that was Brax from Enslaved by Fear. Thank you very much, sir, for being part of the show. It was truly awesome to talk to you. I really hope you guys, the listeners, enjoyed it because it was really fun. And before we move on to the next segment, I really want to thank Voodoo Queen Management for hooking me up with this band. Super awesome to be part of and to interview. So thank you very much. Now for the next segment of this podcast, this is Dirtbag Smitty interviewing Divide the Empire. Check this out. It's been a while since Dirtbag has been here, so give your love to Dirtbag Smitty.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Block of Rock. I'm your host, Dirtbag Smitty, on the phone, Mr. Joe Burrow, guitar player from the band Divide the Empire from Winfield, Missouri. Joe, say hello to everybody.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Joe from Divide the Empire. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being on board today. You're from Winfield, Missouri. I looked it up. Population 1,400.
yeah. We're just north of St. Louis.
So what are some aspirations of the band, man? What are some goals? Where do you guys want to go from here?
This year, our goals were to kind of get out of St. Louis, start building regionally. We're going to do fewer shows and try to pick better shows.
That sounds good, man. Sounds like you guys got a plan.
Yeah.
So have you guys done, I saw that you guys had a bunch of live videos, and it looks like you have one video that I would consider a music video. Do you have any aspirations over the next, like, the rest of the year to get another music video out, or did you guys like making a music video?
Actually, that was a homemade video, you know, and well, that's one of our goals, but we look around like we're trying to weigh what works and what doesn't financially, you know?
Yeah, like, I hear you. Hey, thank you very much for your time, man. It was a pleasure having you on the phone. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
Just check us out. You can find us at DivideTheEmpire.com, Facebook, all the interwebs, anywhere you check out music. We're on iTunes. We're everywhere. And, you know, we don't try to sound like anybody else. We just try to be us, and that's all we try to do. We're just working class guys trying to have fun and play rock music.
Outstanding.
And once again, Smitty, man, I just want to thank you for giving us this opportunity, and we're truly humbled to be a part of the Dirtbag family, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, man, thank you guys for busting your butt out there and doing it for the right reasons, man, and doing it for what you love, and that's what rock and roll music's all about, my friend.
Everybody, this is Joe Burrow from Divide the Empire. You're getting ready to listen to Habitual off our second release, Three Winners, Volume 1 on the Dirtbag Block of Rock.
Through coming closer to seeing things clearer.
Music from the band Divided Empire and other Dirtbag sponsored artists, visit Dirtbag.com. For the full interview, subscribe to our YouTube page at Dirtbag Clothing 1996. The Dirtbag Block of Rock is brought to you by Dirtbag Clothing, sponsored by EMG Pickups.
And that was this week's Dirtbag Block of Rock. Thank you guys so much for being part of this. Thank you for listening. You guys are super amazing. On next week's episode, we have Sassy Black Jesus. I don't want to give any more away because I really, really like that name for some weird reason. So you'll find out what's going on there. Again, if you want to contact me, facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, on Twitter at TLMRpodcast, on Instagram at thelocalmusicrevolution, and Tumblr, tumblr.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, and of course, thelocalmusicrevolution.wordpress.com. So, thank you guys again very much. This is the end of the episode. Until next time, this is The Local Music Revolution. I am Ogre. You are awesome. Take care and be good, everyone.
The local music revolution.